shows Shakespeare's inexperience at the time. It was a common practice of the day to employ novice writers, and hence we have scenes like Act 3, Scene 3, where that is made abundantly clear. And I think that that is a great point to end the session.
Hold up! Hold up! Before you get going, do remember that your essays are due to be uploaded to the cloud on Friday by 12 a.m. Yes, I know, but it's there for your benefit. If you're going to pull an all-nighter, it needs to be the night before. Understood? I'm looking at the back row. Energy drinks will kill you. I've said that before. Right, with that, get out. Go on, off you pop. Lesson's over. Yes, all right. Bye-bye. Bye now. Oh, wait. No, not you. Yes, you, the new one. Stay behind, all right. We need to have a catch-up. Right. Well, now that we're alone, I don't think we've met properly. I heard that I was going to be getting a new student, and here you are. You were on the business and management course beforehand, right? Why on earth did you swap over to English? I get the impression that wasn't entirely the truth. Believe it or not, we get a lot of transfers onto this course from students who decide they want an easier ride of university. I need you to understand that this isn't a DOS course. You can't coast through and get a passing mark here. I mean, deny it all you like. But I see people like you come through here term after term, and it always ends the same way, with a failing grade and an angry email from a precious set of parents who couldn't possibly believe their golden child isn't top of the class. What I'm saying is you have to work hard in academic subjects like mine, and I'm not known for my easy approach to education. You have to earn it. And right now, I'm not convinced you have what it takes. What am I saying? Well, all right, fine. I'll put it in terms that you can understand. You give me what I want, and I let you stay on this course, and maybe, just maybe, pass with a grade. Whether that's a good grade is up to you, and how much you intend to work for it. Sit behind my desk. You heard me, sit behind my desk. Just plant your ass down. Good. Now, I hate assessments, but sometimes exams are necessary to gauge what a student has really taken in. Here, pen and paper, all ready for you. Now take your trousers down. Oh, calm down, I'm not going to Roger you, quite the opposite. Just slip your trousers down and there we go. Oh my, that's quite the bulge you have there. I wasn't expecting that. Looks like I'm in for a treat. Remember what I said, do as I say or get kicked from the course. This is a demonstration of that. You like my hand rubbing against your bulge? Your cock feels good in my hand, and I can feel it stirring already. Don't look so uncomfortable. You'll enjoy this exam, believe me. So, it's really very simple. I'm going to ask you to write down everything we've covered in today's lesson whilst I blow you. Think of it as an exercise in working under pressure, The more you write, the closer you'll be to never having to do this again. The less you write, well, do you understand the task or do I need to spell it out for you? Good. Let me get between those legs and... Perfect. Remember what I said? If you can resist my mouth, then you get to walk away scot-free. Ready? Then we'll begin. You have 5 minutes. Somebody likes that. Your cock's already starting to twitch. All I'm doing is kissing your cock through the fabric. Keep writing. Oh, now that is a beautiful cock. I must say that is wonderful. Excellent work. Really beautiful. Keep writing. Your pen shouldn't leave the page, even when I use my tongue against your head. So easily turned on. Oh, I shouldn't neglect your balls, should I? Keep writing. That is an amazing set of low hangers. Ooh. Fuck. Fully hard already. My mouth is good for more than just dictation and teaching. When you know how to use your tongue and every part of your mouth, well, think time is up. Let's see what you've written, shall we? Here. Stay there. You're nice and hard, so I think it's only fair I take a seat. Oh, shut up. Considering how readily you got an erection, I imagine this is some deep, dark fantasy come to life. You can't fool me, kid. So, bring your face to my arse and get me nice and wet for your cock. Do it. Look, I don't want to ask you twice. I have to grade your paper and I need a seat to do it. Tongue, arse, now. Oh, that's it. Oh, good boy. Now let's see here. Fuck, your handwriting's bad. I feel like that deserves a push. Yeah, right there. Oh, use your tongue. No. Where were we? Improper use of a conjunctive. What the fuck does that mean? Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, I fucking love a big-dicked fuckwit. Oh. You see, that isn't the case at all. Wait. No, wait. Here. What do you mean? Shakespeare employed the likes of Samuel Beckett and Faustus. Do you mean Marlowe? He didn't employ Samuel Beckett. He wrote the fucking dictionary. I can't read this shit. As good as your tongue is, and as bad as your writing is, I think clearly you're a student who needs a greater amount of kinesthetic teaching. Right? I'm going to climb onto my desk. Like so. And lie on my back. You're going to fuck me. Yes, boy, you are. What does this have to do with Shakespeare? Fuck Shakespeare. Your big, brawny professor is offering his arse on a plate and you want to talk about the bard? Just stick your fucking cock inside me. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Oh, looks like you do respond well to clear direction, huh? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck yeah. Slide that dick inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Oh, yeah. Fuck me harder. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Drive it in there deep. Yeah, show me how much you want this. Yeah, show me how much you want that fucking passing grade. Yeah. Oh, such a good boy when he's told what to do, aren't you? Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, 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 yeah, get into it. Oh, oh, yeah, press my fucking leg though. Yeah. Own that hole. Yeah. Own your fucking professor's hole. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. Oh, I'm going to lie on my belly. Yeah, with my legs over the side. Yeah, I'm going to present my fucking haunches to you. Yes. Yes, of course you like this, don't you? Of course you do, you big fucking professor. Offering his ass to you. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's it. Stick it in. Oh, you like it when I arch my back for you? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, fuck yeah. Ride it like you mean it. Yeah? Show me how much you want this greed. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, good boy. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Inside me? You're gonna come inside you, Professor? Yeah? Oh, claim that ass. Ride it. Oh, that's it. Take my beefy big ass to fucking Pound Town and breed me, bitch. Fuck yeah. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Fuck. Oh. 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 Well then. That was an unexpected turn. Looks like you can hold your own. Oh. Mm. Oh no, leave it in. Leave it in there for a little bit longer. Oh yeah, plug that hole, that cock. Oh, let it go soft inside me. Yeah, that's it. Oh, just stay there. Mm. Oh, you're interested in your grade still? Oh, okay. Well, you still need to meet all the grading criteria. There'll be no special treatment, but I guess you know the best way to increase your grade by a percentile now, hmm? Oh. As much as I would love to continue this, you'd actually better go. My next lesson starts in 10 minutes, and I don't want the other students smelling your cum on me. So, how about you fuck off? Right? That's it. Good boy. Oh, hang on. Before you leave, what's your name again?